Chicago's Afternoon News, 720 WGN. It is 3:09. I'm Lisa Dent. We got a text message said, Chicago won't solve it. They can vote to change street names, but they can't crack down on crime. That's in response to our conversation about what's happening with Water Tower Place, which really would just be sad. Hey, there was a piece that I watched on CBS2 that made me sad. My friend Suzanne Le Mignot did this story about this guy whose mom passed, and she had somehow gotten involved in a reverse mortgage, but the guy was a scammer. Listen to this.
Juliet Sorensen knows firsthand what Diamond's victims have gone through.
The U.S. Attorney's Office has identified more than 130 victims in this case, and there are likely more.
Sorensen is a professor in Northwestern's Bloom Legal Clinic. She is not involved in Christopher's case, but has represented 45 of Diamond's victims.
The victims in this case were exceedingly vulnerable. In fact, that's precisely why they were preyed upon in the first place.
So this story is about a guy by the name of Mark Diamond, who is accused for more than two decades of getting unsuspecting seniors on the South Side and the West Side to sign paperwork involving reverse mortgage schemes. I found this so tragic. So we were like, that's it. We're getting Hochberg in here. You know David Hochberg, your trusted local lender that offers reverse mortgages. And David, this story's got to make you crazy, right?
Yeah, this guy's a scumbag who was violating elderly, predominantly black women for years until the attorney general caught up with this piece of garbage. He was out of the North Shore. I remember this as if it was yesterday because, of course, then all of a sudden all the elected officials started coming down on reverse mortgage. And I'm like, whoa, slow your roll, right? I mean, this is a great product here. All because you got one knucklehead who was screwing people over. And what this guy did, this is what the big scumbag he was. He was a white guy from the North Shore. He'd hire like very attractive young African-American black women to knock on these unsuspecting black elderly people's homes, right? So you knock on the door, you see this very attractive young black female there. They'd invite him in. They'd sell him on all this stuff and say, oh, my boss would like to come. And this is all from the stories from a couple of years ago when all this went down, you know that I'm remembering. The Trip did a huge layout on this and did an amazing job explaining what happened. What this guy would do is come in and say, oh, we're going to make all these improvements on your home. You know, we're going to do safety rails. We're going to paint. We're going to upgrade the electrical. We're going to do new heating and air conditioning. We're going to change the plumbing. And this scumbag did nothing. He did absolutely nothing, and there was a bunch of just a bad all the way around. It's a great product. I will tell you this right now. A reverse mortgage is an amazing product. When the borrower knows exactly what's going on, and it's used in the right way for the right circumstance. This guy came in under the false pretenses of screwing these homeowners over, and he did that. He didn't do any of the work that he promised, and he's just a bad guy. So,
yeah. In fact, the U.S. Attorney's Office has said there are more than 130 victims in this case, and that's what happened. Suzanne interviewed this guy whose mom has passed. She had dementia when she signed the paperwork. None of the work got done, like you said, and now he's going to be out of the house. The house he inherited that he doesn't own.
Well, hang on. Okay, so there's the angle that's wrong. Okay, and you got to dive a little deeper. If this guy is the son of the person that passed away, or any family member, you have the opportunity to buy the house at current market value, 95% of the current market value, if you could afford to secure a regular mortgage against that house. So something's going on here, right? It's just, and I'm not saying that this guy doesn't have chance. If he can't qualify for a mortgage, right? Even if the reverse mortgage was done and everything was above board, other than the scumbag, Mark Diamond, who I think is still in jail. Okay, if everything was done above board and this person's, this gentleman's parent passed away, he'd still be kicked out of the house if he didn't qualify for a mortgage. Okay, so once the person that owns the home with the reverse mortgage passes away, if there's a son or a daughter or a caretaker that's living with that person, which happens a lot, okay, mm-hmm. wants to stay in the house, absolutely. You have the right to buy that house. 95% of the current market value, you have to qualify for a mortgage. We just did like four or five of them in the past 4 or 5 months. Very, very complicated transaction if you haven't done them in the past. We have it down to a science now. So this individual who's saying he's getting kicked out of the house could easily can purchase the home if they have a job, have income, and have the credit to pull this off at 95% of the value, current value of the house. It's that simple. So something else is going on here. You know, whenever I hear, oh, he's getting thrown out, well, maybe he didn't try to buy it, or maybe he can't buy it, right? If everything was perfect and his parent didn't get drilled by the scumbag, okay, he'd still be out because he hasn't been able to, he can't qualify to buy the house or doesn't have the income or the credit to buy the house.
David Hochberg is on Chicago's Afternoon News, and I always love having you on because he's jovial. He's one of the funniest guys I know. But when somebody is screwing people,
this guy Mark Diamond, I beat him with a bat in front of everybody for what he did. Not only did he violate the trust of these elderly homeowners, okay, he absolutely, what he did was wrong. And there's a special place in hell right by the furnace for scumbags like this, for violating seniors. These seniors are coming to him based upon trust that he's built through the sales rep, that, you know, very nice, again, according to the Tribune, very nice, attractive young black females that he would send in. And then he'd come in behind him, a sheep in wolves, whatever that's. I'm all fired up. I can't even get my hand.
All right. Quit sitting and sputtering. We're getting a check on weather and traffic. We'll come back and we'll talk
about
cold. Better things.
I want to talk about what a scumbag this is. But go ahead. Go to traffic and weather and news and whatever.
Hey, Kevin, what's happening?
Light the fire. You place the flowers in the vase that you bought today.
You're trying to tell me something? I should calm down? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
It's a peaceful,
is that what he's trying to tell me?
This is Chicago's Afternoon News. You know that voice. It is David Hochberg. You know him from Home Sweet Home Chicago. He hosts a show on Saturdays at 10 o'clock, and we were just talking about reverse mortgages and you know, people that were taking advantage of people. But I really want to talk to you about the housing bubble, because that is another thing that people are saying, this it looks really good right now, but something's going to happen, isn't it?
Yeah, you can't sustain this type of growth and increase, you know, pricing growth for a prolonged period of time, and you're going to get to a inflection moment here where it's going to change. Here, I've got some numbers for you. Okay, at the beginning of the year, in just 90 days, okay, yeah. just 90 days, the 30-year fix has gone from 3.25% to 5.25%. Okay, and I've been talking about the fives for the past 6 weeks, and now that CNBC and all the other news stations are writing stories about it, our listeners are believing it. Okay, so for $100,000 financed on January 1st, it would have cost our listeners $435 a month for every $100,000 that they finance. Forget about the taxes. Forget about the insurance. This is just principal and interest. It's simple math. Okay, so for it costs you $435 a month on January 1st when rates were at 3.25%. Okay, so 40 days later, rates were up to 4.25%. Okay, so by February, mid-February, we were already in the fours. It's a runaway freight train. That $100,000, okay, that was costing you $435 on January 1st, middle of February is now cost you $492 a month. Manageable for every $100,000 you finance, okay? Today, April, it's now costing you $562 a month to finance that same $100,000, okay? So on a $300,000 mortgage, which most of our listeners are carrying, it's going to cost our borrowers an extra $381 a month. On a $200,000 mortgage, it's going to cost them an extra $254 a month. Now, couple that with if you're married or living together or your partner's whatever, and you have two cars and you're driving around, it's going to cost you an additional $350 a month to load up your car if you're putting a tank of gas in your car every single week. These are real numbers, Lisa.
I know. You're stressing me out.
Okay. These are real numbers. I'm not trying to stress everybody out. I'm just telling you what these are numbers. This is what's coming out of your wallet, your pocketbook, your bank accounts. Okay, so you couple that with the food prices being up 7 to 10%. If you could find the food that you want to buy, and if you take your family out for a meal, forget about it. Okay, so eventually that money that's going out, and if they ever turn the student loan back on, that's going to cost you, the average family, $750 to $1,500 a month. Okay, so you got all of this money coming out. Home prices continue to go up. Why they continue to go up? Because lack of inventory. Yes, they started to build new homes, but they can't get the materials to finish the homes that they're building. And the builders can't start the homes that they want to have, that they have under contract to build, because they can't make sure that the prices that they've quoted out, that they could get the material at those prices. They don't know if they could get the material to start the job, let alone finish the job.
David, I just got my garage doors yesterday.
How
after
long?
7 months.
Yeah, okay.
For two garage doors.
There's a perfect example. So you've got your garage doors down on the farm. You've got ovens. You've got microwaves. It's a supply chain that's still completely discombobulated. And the most important thing is we're in the fives. I said this before. I will say it again. You've got a better shot of hitting 6% on a 30-year fixed loan than you do hitting 3. I said it before, you have a better shot of hitting 5 than going back to 2. Okay, I'm going to make another prediction. You got a better shot of it hitting 6 than it hitting 3 before it hits 3. Okay, we are on a runaway freight train. We had a borrower who was out there, first-time homebuyer, very nervous, right? Rightly so. Okay, wanted to talk on the phone, answering all the questions 5 different times, rightly so, very nervous, big purchase, biggest purchase that this couple ever made. Quoted a rate, the husband wanted to talk to the wife. Our recommendation is rates change every day. The way it's been going, we do not recommend this. They waited overnight to talk about, came back, it was a quarter point higher the next day. The market is moving that fast. No matter what lender you go to, unless that lender hits the lock button, your loan is not locked. So be very, very careful. Also, word to the wise, our listeners are used to lower rates. So what are lenders doing? They are starting to quote origination discount points to lower the rate. So you're buying the rate down. So if you hear something that starts with a 4 with a 30-year fixed loan, you are either not getting a 30-year fixed loan, you're getting a 30-year amortized loan, but it's an adjustable rate mortgage, or you're getting a 30-year fixed loan and you're paying discount points. What does that mean? You are paying higher closing costs to buy that rate down. So we are in this runaway freight train interest rate market. Our listeners only have a certain amount of money to spend on a housing payment with the ridiculously high real estate taxes, which we won't get into because I'll go off the deep end and you'll have to have me out for another 15 minutes and we won't solve anything because these crooks down in Cook County and all the other county keeps taking all of our money. It's ridiculous.
Can we take a call real quick so we can answer this guy's question? All right, let's hit it. This is Jim. We've got 1 minute. And Jim, I know you've been waiting forever to talk to David, so ask him your question.
Hi, David. I was wondering if in a year or a little bit longer, if I wanted to build a house, say subcontract it to save and avoid some of these crazy valuations on houses, is financing it similar to what it would look like just trying to get a 30-year mortgage on a house that's already built? Or how are the banks going to finance me in that circumstances?
It's a great question. You would go for a construction loan. We have construction loans. How it works is that you have to get permits. You have to get builders' estimated values on stuff. You have to go in and get a future value from the appraiser saying that when you're done doing all this, the house is going to be worth what you're putting into it. And then you got to hope that there aren't 15 to 30% price increases that every builder has right now, that they are forced to pass it on to the consumers that are building houses. That's why the prices of homes keep going up. The materials aren't there. The supply chain is still blocked up. And, you know, getting a construction loan is a little more challenging than a regular 30-year fixed loan, Fannie, Freddie, FHA, VA, but it's doable and there's nothing to be afraid of if you want to go on the construction route.
Here's the deal. I know there are so many people that want to talk to you. Just call him. He'll answer his phone. It's 855-56-DAVID or jump online at 56david.com. And you got to tell, is it Igor who keeps spraying that stuff in his eye on your home street?
Yeah.
You got to tell him, quit spraying that stuff in his eye.
Did you try the Mr. Floor product yet or no?
I did. It's fantastic.
You like
it? But I don't put it in my eye.
No, you don't put it in your eye. It's just he just says it's all natural. Can you do me one quick favor before we hit the break?
Yeah.
Can if you know Susanna Leigh Mignot?
Mignot, yeah.
Mignot, can you introduce me to her? Because I want to reach out to this gentleman, Christopher, whatever
the guy she did the story of.
Tyrone Christopher, to see if I could help him keep that house.
Thank you, David. That's why I love you.
All right. We'll talk to you later. Have a wonderful day.
David Hochberg, you can tune into Home Sweet Home Chicago. He hosts that show on Saturdays. And again, track him down at, let me get his number, 56david.com or 855-56-DAVID. Time to get a check on the news. And that is next with Lauren Lapka on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.